corporate homie. Healthy habits.
It's not just about physical healthy health.
Set 3 priorities each day.
Sleep is for suckers.
Turn off the TV. On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
career growth versus career development.
How are your people skills?
The way that we keep score is through revenue.
I'm ready to be promoted.
Hey, homies.
What up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woo woo.
Welcome back.
So, this week's episode is all about career growth versus career development. Well, we're moving on up. And this topic actually came from a couple different conversations that I had with homies via email and one in person. And essentially talking about when you have a vision for your career that's different than the organization, or you may not even know that you want to do something different, but somebody else is leading your career in a way that may or may not be what's best or what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, when we were getting ready for this podcast, I had to really even look to see like, oh, what's the difference between growth and development? Because they kind of sound alike.
Similar.
Right. And then realized that growth was about sort of promotion and advancement, and then development was more learning and enhancement, or, you know, like enrichment.
Yeah. So a great example is this, is I had a mentee at the bank many years ago who was managing a branch for us at the bank, and he wanted to become a business banker. And everyone said, no, what you want to do is manage multiple branches and then manage people who manage multiple branches. And that is, so it's, that was about advancement, moving up to the next step, versus the development of what he wanted to do. So I like to think of it as a career development is about life, a lifelong journey, a big picture of your ultimate career goals.
That makes sense. Yeah. As where growth is just
moving up the functional
corporate ladder.
Organizational chart, right.
Yeah,
there's nothing, you only see one path of where you can go, straight up the ladder.
And so I assume that the growth piece is like the organization's
right.
Hierarchy.
Right.
Doesn't have any lateral moves. Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So I prepare for this in the way of what can you do to make sure that your career is advancing or growing, or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. And so I thought, as I mentioned, advancement is being like cross-functional learning, learning maybe to become, get into leadership, you know, things like that. So one of the things that I would do early in my career is when I saw somebody that was doing something that I wanted to do, basically I would try to spend time with them to see how I could learn from them and develop best practices. So I remember when I was a baby banker, there was a woman, Etta Cohen, who was like the Michael Jordan, and she was like number one. And I literally called her and was like, hey, can I spend the day with you to see what you do? What are you doing differently that you're in, you're out? But that was, you know, about for me at that time, what I was looking for was career advancement. And so I wanted to see somebody who was doing it in an exceptional way.
Okay. That makes sense. You know, when I was thinking about this, I've never done that, but I remember when you did that, but I certainly have, you know, throughout my career, identified people who I thought were where I was trying to ultimately be, even though I knew I was not trying to be in that spot, even in the next 24 months or 2 or 3 years. I mean, there were people that, like I think about Clifton Jessup and Shauna Johnson Clark, both were sort of like, oh, I know that what they have achieved is my long-term goal. I'm not ready. I don't necessarily need steps from them, but I do want a relationship with them and have to be able to pick their brains and so on and so forth and be very intentional about developing that.
Right. That makes sense. I think one of the biggest things that you can do to help your career is to communicate what it is that you want for next, what you want next. And so instead of thinking about a position, think about the type of role, the responsibilities, what you will be able to do. And you then you it's your responsibility to communicate that to your manager. And so I like to think of it as, you know, at the bank, we call them coaching sessions that you sit down periodically throughout the year to discuss, you know, how you're doing, your performance. And so almost treating those coaching sessions or some of those coaching sessions like a stay interview versus like, I know everyone's familiar with exit interviews, but like, this is what I'm looking for to stay here, to keep growing. I want to be able to gain these skills.
I mean, I like that.
And I know you've done that where you've like, hey, this is, I want to grow in oil and gas and learn how to run a case from soup to nuts, right? And communicating that.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny that you say that because when I was preparing for the episodes, I was thinking about, I broke my tips into, you know, tips for development versus tips for growth. And that is definitely one I had for development, right? Was that, you know, you have to sort of understand the trajectory and so, you know, and where you're going. Something else that I had was, you want to think of this as, what is something, a characteristic that I need no matter where I work, no matter what organization I work in, because, and how do I go get that training? So sometimes that could be, I need sales training. And the reason why I say sales training, because we've talked about this a lot, that almost all jobs now require sales, but very few jobs actually teach you how to sell. And so you might want to go and look for a seminar or a conference or something that's going to be on sales, even though you are technically a banker or you are technically a lawyer or you are technically or whatever, because they are requiring, you know, part of your job is that, or your desire is to develop and gain clients, and you don't really know how to do that.
Yeah, transferable skills. What's interesting is that in corporate America, which most of the homies that are listening are in corporate America, the way that we keep score is through revenue. And so you have to learn how to generate that revenue. And so, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. For that makes sense when you want to go get outside training or reading books or whatever on how to do that. So, yeah, I love that. Skills that are transferable regardless.
Yes. Another thing I had was you have to think about for development, how are your people skills and how are you learning to manage both up and down, which has come across a great deal. I remember you were the first person who said that phrase to me, that part of, you know, development was going to have to be learning to manage up. People always think about the ability to manage, you know, people that are actually assigned to you as direct reports, you know, or even support staff. But a really big part in your development is figuring out how you're going to manage people that you work for so that you can get what you need from them, for them to give that back to you without it being an acrimonious relationship.
Right. That's interesting. I had that as well. And I was, you know, going to share an example of that. One of the first bosses I had that I didn't really, we did not have any type of personality conflict, but we worked very differently and he was not the best communicator. And so what I started doing, because I knew I was only going to get him for a finite amount of time, and then I would be frustrated because I wouldn't get everything I needed from him. And then I try to go back and ask him a question and it's like, oh, he's gone for the next 3 days and you'd have no idea he was going to be gone. So I started keeping a running list of things that I needed from him and that I kept with me all the time, so that when I got him, I'd say, okay,
you pull your list out.
I got a list. And then it became a joke between us as he'd say, okay, I know you've got a list. How many things you got on your list? And I'd say, I have 4 or 5. And so he even told someone else that worked for him, like, hey, one of the things Demetria does really well, she keeps a list and then we can go through it. But that was my way of managing up somebody who was not the best communicator, super busy, didn't do a good job of communicating to his direct reports. Hey, I got playing golf with a client on this, and then I'm going to this out of town for this, and you're gonna miss me for 3 days. So that was one of the things that I used to manage up. So like you said, that is a big thing. One of the other tips I had is, Demetria hinted on it, is there isn't, this isn't one or the other. Sometimes you need career development, sometimes you need career growth, and sometimes you're trying to do a combination of the two. And so, for the development, those to me are opportunities to help you feel motivated because you feel like you're working towards your lifelong deal. So sometimes you have to sit down with a mentor or not, and they can help you understand, like, hey, you don't want to be a regional president. Your skill set is this, that, and other. Like, I can remember sitting down with someone, it's how I got to wealth management, and they said, hey, if you look at, people who've done this, that, and the other in their banking careers, they don't have one thing in banking where they're all in commercial banking or business banking. You need to go to a different business unit. Go to treasury, go to wealth, go to this. And I had not thought about that. I was just trying to be the best commercial banker I could be and then be a market prep and go up that ladder and not understand that I need to go sideways.
So I definitely agree with that, and I think a lot of times your or at least in my career, my biggest people who helped me with development over growth were outside of my organization. They were people who were in my industry, but not necessarily at my organization. I do think when you're focused on growth, one of the things that I find that happens a lot, and I see a lot now that I actually am managing people and mentoring people, is people don't actually know what the promotion policy is. So they want to move up the organizational's ladder and they want to be promoted, but they've never read the job description for the job that they want. They haven't read, if they're at a law firm, they have not read the partner admissions policy. They don't know what the role of an executive vice president is. Like, have you actually printed out, sat down, digested what the organization has said are the skills that you need to get this job? So what we hear a lot from the homies is, I'm ready to be promoted, but it's a lot of times based off of time served. And it's not off of skill sets. And that's why you'll see someone come into the organization new. They've been there 4 years and they're getting promoted, and you've been there 6 years and you're not getting promoted.
That's an excellent point, and my tip was in the same area, but not exactly the same. So I'll say mine was about flexibility. So I have seen people who have communicated with their boss, this is what I want to do, this is the type of positions that I want, and then they come about and they're like, I can't move across town because my kids are in school at so and so. I'm not going to Alabama because of such and such and such and such. And I would think to myself, why did you open your mouth and say you wanted a new role? Because they're not all going to necessarily be in the office, in the package, exactly the way that you want it to be. And I know that we have both. I can remember when you were a baby lawyer and you needed hours, you would say, hey, I'm going to Dallas, I'm going to Austin, I'll go where the hours are. That's why I love that Insecure showed that on the episode, that like she had to go to Chicago and
She
follow.
starts smart working in
You go, right,
Chicago and she lives
you
in
have to have some,
LA.
you have to be flexible for both career growth and for career development.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And I would argue that a lot of times that is more true for women and
I
minorities,
would
that they have to
absolutely.
be more agile. I always say you have to be able to pivot. And it's okay if you're not able to pivot, but then understand that because you're unable to pivot, that may cause some limitations within your organizational structures, which could make you start looking outside of the organization. Because, like Demetra said, if there's only two market presidents in Houston,
Right. And one of
And
them
it's
is
the fourth
62
largest
years
city.
old, and he's been there for 30 years.
And then they promote the young white guy at 45, the chances that you're getting that role is slim and none. And you may not like that. You may not want to hear that. You may want to sit in your office and talk about how unfair that is, but it is the gig. And so you have to have some flexibility that you're either willing to be a market president in another city, or you're going to be a market president at
Another
another
organization. Yeah.
organization. And that happens.
Yeah, I remember.
We have counseled many homies recently that have had to make those kind of calls.
Absolutely. I actually remember when they named a new community bank president, and the guy was like 55 years old. And this other guy, who was the state president of Georgia, peaced up and out and went to a different bank. And everybody was talking about how stupid he was. And I was thinking, was he? That dude's gonna sit in that position for
Why?
20? And now this other gentleman is the chief operating officer at the bank he went to.
Right. So, like, as Big Mom would
Who's
say, who the
who?
fool?
Right.
Like, sometimes you just got to stick and move. You got to go to you have to go to another organization. Another thing I had is for both the growth and the development, You need to figure out if you need other people to help you achieve it. And who are the other people that you need? You know, I think the one thing that we're trying to impart upon you, and we say this on a lot of episodes, is you have got to be intentional and strategic, which means that sometimes you do need to sit down, cut the TV off, you know, put on the classical music, on the jazz, and figure out, if I want to be, you know, an executive vice president, it's going to take me this amount of time. I need to have these people in my corner, or I need to have, even if I want to go to another organization, this is what I need. I need these types of experiences, so that then you can then start mapping out the trajectory of how you're going to get.
So that's interesting, because my next tip, and I had not had anyone talk to me about my career in this way until I sat down with Dante Wilson at BB&T. Very early in my career at BB&T, and he started talking about, I knew where I wanted to go in my career, but I didn't have a good frame of timeline. And he would say to me, we're going to work on these things each year, and then by the time you're this age, you should be a market president, and we're going to set a goal for this for you to, at this age. And there was a timeline for the career path, and I had not ever associated my hard work and the activities to any type of particular timeline. So I thought that was a really paramount and helpful, and something I still use in my career today.
Yes. And that is super, super, super important. My last tip is, you don't always need growth. There are lots of professions that there is no growth. If your desire is to be a professor, for example, once you make tenure and full professor, you could make that, there's nowhere else to go. Once you make, and that's okay. That's where the development piece comes in, right? There's other things to be enriched and ways to learn. Everything doesn't have to have, like I said, if you teach school, if you don't desire to go into administration, then you're not looking for growth. You're not looking for a movement up the organizational's hierarchy. What you do want to be is constantly challenged and feel fulfilled and motivated by your job. But don't let, especially now, I feel like with the whole grass is greener, just because someone else is trying to be a principal doesn't mean that you want to be a principal. Maybe your desire is to be a small business owner. Sometimes people who like run their own business, they're not trying to expand. They're not trying to franchise. They don't want 25 locations across the nation. They're like, I want this one location. So everything does not have to be about a linear growth up the ladder.
And that's a fantastic point. That's a wonderful point. I think something that escapes us in this age of FOMO and social media and trying to keep up with the Joneses. My final tip is that growth and development can help your career outside. You can get those skills outside of just your career. Some of the best skills and activities that I've participated in, I've helped my banking career that had nothing to do with banking. It was, you know, being the president of my chapter for my sorority and having to manage a budget for the Miss Junior Teen pageant. It was, you know, volunteering and organizing volunteers at a soup kitchen and getting some early leadership before I actually had my own team that I was a direct report.
Oh, that's
so
a great point.
I would not escape the nonprofit opportunity. To use nonprofits is an opportunity to develop skill sets that can help you with your career.
I was going to say, that's a great point, because I think I wrote my first set of bylaws as a lawyer on a nonprofit board long before I ever wrote them as a bankruptcy lawyer, like for a committee. But by the time I was getting ready to do that at work, I had already gained that experience on a smaller level. So I think that's a great, and a lot of times that might be the first time that you manage a budget, like you said, or work with advertisers or draft a fresh contract or whatever. So I couldn't agree with you more.
And if you're not sure how to do any of these things, feel free to reach out to us. We're always available to talk with you one-on-ones about your specific situations. You can reach us at questions@corporatehomie.com or info@corporatehomie.com.
Right. Of course, you can find us on all social media, across all the platforms. We're Corporate Homie, HOMIE. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Hustle hard, homies.
The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.